The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. For public health officials attempting to manage the spread of coronavirus, knowing how many people in a city or neighborhood are infected is key. However, challenges to widespread population testing are leading many cities to look for data under manhole covers. Sewage may be essential to spotting the next outbreak. Matt Dibble has the story.
When the Grand Princess cruise ship docked in Oakland, California in early March, carrying passengers and crew infected with coronavirus, Eileen White faced a daunting task. White is the director of wastewater for the utility that serves 685,000 households in San Francisco's East Bay area.
They came into the port of Oakland with a cruise ship full of waste, and they needed to get rid of it. And so we effectively treated, you know, some of the first coronavirus sewage.
Detecting the virus in sewage is a necessary step toward effectively destroying it. Soon it became clear that detection might be useful in other ways, too.
Early on, we were approached by a number of universities. Would we want to, you know, help be part of the process and trying to figure out how sewage could be a useful tool as an early indicator of the presence of coronavirus in the community versus waiting for people to show up in the hospital?
Patient testing on a scale necessary to control the virus has been hampered for many reasons. Not everyone is getting tested, but everyone uses the bathroom.
You're seeing in the sewage before people are really showing the symptoms, days and weeks before.
White's team is collecting samples each week and sending them to multiple labs, including the Nelson Lab at the University of California, Berkeley. But getting useful data from raw sewage also has many challenges.
There's a lot of things that make wastewater complicated, right? So it's not just poop and pee and wastewater. It's also rainwater and laundry water and things that vary with time. And so that will affect how dilute the virus is in the sample, like how much we can detect.
An international alliance of over 400 researchers is collaborating weekly on methods and standards. Detecting outbreaks earlier can help health officials distribute resources and save lives. For VOA News, Matt Dibble, Berkeley, California.
Thank you for being with us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Make sure you join us next week for another edition of Time for Technology. Be sure to keep up on what's happening around this troubled world by checking out voanews.com and all of our digital platforms 24 hours a day.
That was a program from the Voice of America.